acclimation period been?
It's been good. Got the whole family out here, and we're just getting into the workouts and stuff. It's nice being out of the altitude and breathing well during these workouts, so it's good.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It is, but once you're living it, it's not. But, you know, these off-season, you feel it.
Are you a fullback now? Or?
Yeah, you know, I came over to play fullback, and we'll see. You know, we'll just do my best there and try to get a spot on the team and see where I can help.
Are the linebacker days behind you, do you think? Or?
You know, you never know. You just want to do whatever I can to help the team, and wherever that is, you know, fullback, special teams, and just try to fill needs.
Could you talk about that start with Denver when you started both ways? It's highly unusual.
Yeah, it was a fun time in my career. We got into some injury trouble at linebacker. I've been playing fullback for a few weeks, and ran into some injury problems, and I needed to play linebacker that game against Atlanta.
What was it like? You obviously came off the field a few plays, but right. You played special teams as well. What was the whole?
I mean, it was just one of those exciting days. You didn't really realize what, you know, I didn't play a whole lot on offense that day. And, you know, as a fullback, you kind of come in and out. And so it wasn't 100% taxing, but it was a good day's work.
I'm sure you realize when you come here, Belichick is very into multitasking players.
It works
in your favor.
Yeah, you know, you hope so. But, you know, bottom line is it's a new year, and I have to prove that I can play at and help us out any way we can.
Patriots haven't used fullbacks that much in recent years, but they've added two of you guys this offseason. Catani may or may not be a fullback or a running back, but where do you see that position kind of evolving with this offense and what your role could be with it?
You know, I think just being with Josh from the past, I think he just likes to have options. Coach McDaniels and being with him in Denver, he just likes to have different things that he can do week to week. So who knows? I don't think any of us know right now what's going to happen to that position. I think you just need to, you know, work and get better and let that thing happen naturally.
How much did Josh's presence have with you ending up here?
I don't know.
How about from your end? Did that make it more attractive?
Oh, I loved playing for him, and I loved just all the opportunity he provided for me, and I'm just excited to be back with him.
Did you not play any linebacker last year?
I didn't. No, sir.
Is he any different of a person or a coach going from head coach to a coordinator?
No, he's Josh, you know, very smart and very attention to detail, and from what I've seen, he's no different.
What is the reception of this team in the NFL? It seems in the AFC, if you want to get a shot at a Super Bowl, this is where you probably want to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, definitely. Just playing, I played twice in my career, and it was definitely circled on our schedule early. You know, these are the guys that you need to beat, and I'm just really excited to be a part of that. It's been since my junior year in high school since I've had a winning season, and I'm just real excited to be a part of a team that contends. Not saying that anything's given. You know, we need to start and work and get there, but absolutely, the way it's visioned, you know, from the outside in, is definitely they're the ones to come after.
How did you guys prepare for them last year? Because you played them, and it didn't work out too well.
No, it didn't. I mean, there's a lot of different things you have to think about, and it didn't work out that well. You just have to do your best to keep up.
We were asking Daniel last week about what was Tebow Mania really like, and he said it was a circus.
Yeah, it was. You know, for me, I'm very focused on my job, and I think the majority of guys in the NFL are focused on their jobs, and so Tebow had his job to do in the locker room. I felt like for the majority of the players, just felt like we were doing our thing, and all that stuff was on the outside, and it didn't have much to do with us.
You're familiar with Brandon Lloyd, obviously. What can he bring to this offense?
You know, Brandon's just an incredible athlete. You know, I've seen him do things athletically that are just impressive. But I think it's the same as everybody coming to a new season. You have to prove yourself, and Brandon's gonna do what Brandon does, and we'll see where that fits.
Is there a system as complex as other systems you've been in, or do you have enough paperwork yet to realize what has to go into becoming a Patriot player?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see. Being here, I think it's the way it should be around everywhere, just a lot of personal accountability. And that's the thing that I've seen being here is just it really comes down to the player. And you have to be accountable to your job and to your teammates and doing the things the right way.
A lot of players have said to us when they come here, this is all business.
Yeah, I mean, it is, like I'm saying about the personal accountability. I mean, we're not here, you can tell we're here to accomplish a goal every day. You know, it's not this is the off season. It's cruise. You know, we're here to accomplish things and get better. And I think that's what I've felt so far since I've been here.
You haven't been on a winning team since high school?
Since high school. I've been 8-8, 8-8, 9-9 last year. So we've been close, but not quite there.
This is your first new team since coming into the league with Denver, right? How mm-hmm. has that transition? I mean, it's a huge life change. How has that
been? It is. It's been a life change. You know, we've been on the East Coast. My wife and I always wanted to get on the East Coast, and it's green. It's been great. And then the team, you know, what better opportunity could I have than being able to come out here for my one change?
Are these guys easy to get to know? We've been told in the past, a very easy group to
very, yeah,
become part of.
Very, 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 very little. Guys have always been, they've been all real open, you know, talkative. They want to get to know me, and that's kind of and I'm the same way, you know. And I think that's a key part of having success is being able to have a good nucleus there in the locker room.
How different is the region from what you've been accustomed to?
Oh, very, very different. You know, just green and trees and... I grew up in Arizona and lived in Colorado, so just having that vegetation, the rain, good night, rains out here. But it's been fun for me, you know, right? It's been good. It's different.
Have you and Rob Gronkowski had a chance to kind of reconnect?
Yeah, I joke with him. You know, I was a senior when he was a freshman, and so I used to beat him up in college, and if you guys believe that. It's just been good seeing him and seeing the success he's had and getting to talk with him again.
Do you have any good stories, college stories?
I don't. No, I was kind of I had a kid and married in college, so, you know, I didn't really get to hang out much.
They may have already asked this, but they talked to you at all about your versatility?
Yeah, a little bit. We talked a little bit about that, and we're just going to come down to what I can do and camp and see where I can fit in somewhere.
What was Rob like as a freshman?
Just incredible. You've never seen a guy like that. You know, big and strong. I swear he looks like he does right now as a freshman coming out of high school. I couldn't imagine what he did in high school, you know. But he was a good player.
You see all the things that have happened to him. He's becoming a mega star. I mean, off the football field. Can you believe it's the same guy you saw as a freshman? Maybe you expected something like this.
Yeah, you know, he's one of those guys that come around that you just feel like, man, he's going to be special, you know. And so far he's proved that, yeah.
Which ways did Coach McDaniels kind of utilize you in offense when he was there in Denver?
You know, we just ran a basic two-back offense, and I was able to do a lot of lead blocking and pass protection, and then just use me wherever I could, special teams. So,
Pats haven't really used a traditional fullback since Heath Evans. Have they kind of expressed interest in, is that why they brought you in, maybe?
No, I think I said this earlier. I think that you just like to have options. And you like to be able to have different things that you can do week to week. I don't know how much fullback we're going to do. I don't think anybody does at this point. We just want to see where it fits and if there is a fit and if we can run two back stuff. But we'll see.
You looking forward to Monday?
I am. I'm looking forward to each of practice. I'm grateful that I've been in a similar system and so I think I have a pretty good idea how it's going to be. But I'm excited. It's always exciting to get back and get around the teammates. It's, you know, the off-season training is not the same as, you know, practicing and running through plays and doing all that.
With a new CBA, where there's less practice time, does it work against you because we don't have the OTAs like we had before and mini camps? It's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a little different, but I don't think it helps. Or, you know, obviously, the more time you get, you know, the better. But I think at the end of the day, you got to do your best with the time you have.
How'd you feel about playing linebacker again?
You know, I'm 100% open to it, but right now I'm really focused on being the best fullback I can be and being a great special team player and seeing where I can help. But beyond that, I'm not too worried about it.
Big fan of special team play?
Yeah, I am. I am. Well, I feel like you have to, in a player like me, I have to be able to produce and help to be able to stick around, and I take pride in that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, guys.
Thank
you. Appreciate it.